Mishanichnas Adar Marbin Besimcha Chodesh Tov, and welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizik Daily Call. On behalf of the OU, this is Dr. Tully Herman. Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back, to gather as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making this call a part of your day here on Yom Revi'i, on Rosh Chodesh, the first day of the month of Adar, and the second day of the month of Adar, already Yom Chamishi in Eretz Yisrael. I want to note we mourn the loss of Staff Sergeant Ofri Yaffe, who was 21 years old in the IDF. The latest report that I saw was that he was killed in Gaza, what appears to have been from friendly fire. May his family and all of our people know Nechama. May there be no more losses for the IDF. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Ezra Goldschmidt of Shari Torah in Cincinnati, Ohio, to share words with Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Goldschmidt's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, beginning with Parak Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and concluding with Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. Tehillim will be followed by Achinu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English, Mishaberach for our incredibly special Dear Chayalim. And finally, we will conclude with the Mishaberach L'cholim, at which Rabbi Goldschmidt will pause for about 30 seconds to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link, as always, is ou.org/Tehillim call. With great honor, Rabbi Goldschmidt.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman. And once again, everybody, a pleasure and an honor to share some Torah with you. So starting this week, until we conclude Sefer Shemot, we begin to learn about the Mishkan in great detail. There is a midrash in Vayikra Rabbah, which discusses the many valuable items and materials that are contributed by different groups of Bnei Yisrael, but it then goes on to tell us the following. Nafsho shel Moshe aguma alav. Moshe was deeply distressed over all this. V'amar hakol hevi'u nidvatam l'mishkan v'ani lo heveti. Moshe says, everybody has brought their donations for the Mishkan, and I haven't brought anything. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chayecha shedivurcha chaviv alai yoter min hakol. God says in response, Moshe, your conversations with me, you know, that which will be one of the Mishkan's central functions, that it will be a place where Moshe can seek out an audience with God, receive communications from him. So Moshe, our conversations are more beloved to me than anything else. That's a beautiful idea, something very much applicable to all of us as well, who hopefully communicate to God in beautiful shuls, Bate Knesset. As Chazal, our sages say, each shul is to be a microcosm of the temple. Each one is a mikdash na'at, but as beautiful as those spaces may be, and the buildings and the furniture, those are important. They require a great amount of resources, generosity. More important to God than all of that is the communication and connection with him, which the Mishkan and a Beit Knesset facilitates. That's a nice idea to absorb. If we come away from learning this midrash with a more refined sense of priorities, then dayenu. But there's also a glaring question which this midrash seems to just ignore. It's easy to miss, but if we go back to that midrash, we would discover something surprising, that apparently Moshe didn't donate anything to the Mishkan. Moshe didn't donate anything to the Mishkan? What? Well, why not? Now, lahavdil, an infinite amount of havdalot. I'm making the flimsiest of comparisons here. I'm no Moshe, but as a rabbi of my shul, I make donations to it. To our mikdash ma'at. Hopefully a rabbi believes in the cause of his own shul. He makes donations, etc. You should probably be concerned if he doesn't. So what's going on here? Moshe couldn't give anything to the Mishkan? Did he get into a fight with the president or something? Why doesn't Moshe, of all people, make a donation to the Mishkan? Rabbi Moshe Sofer, better known as the Chasam Sofer, he suggests that Moshe actually was not allowed to donate anything to the Mishkan. Of course he would have, but he was forbidden from doing so. Why? Well, by way of background, our upcoming parshiyot might not be in chronological order, such as the approach of Rashi and others, it's important to know that it may very well be that the sin of the golden calf, which we'll read about in a few weeks, it may be that that sin precedes the very concept of a Mishkan, which was never part of the original plan. However, after that sin, a Mishkan becomes necessary as both a concession to a people who need something tangible to ground their worship in, and also as a form of sublimating that need and engaging in a process of teshuvah through the building of the Mishkan. If that's what the Mishkan is about, to do teshuvah for the golden calf, then Moshe, the only guy who had no responsibility in that sin, he was up on Har Sinai the whole time that was unfolding. If that's what the Mishkan's about, then Moshe indeed should not be a contributor. Rabbi Ben Tzion Yadler in Tiferet Tzion likens this to an epidemic during which there is a limited amount of medicine to distribute. It would be criminal for someone who isn't sick to take the medicine from a limited supply, as he doesn't need it. You know, what a waste it would be. Similarly, Moshe didn't dare take up any of the space on the donor wall, if you will, as he was someone who didn't need the Mishkan like everyone else did. That's a good answer, but we haven't yet explained everything. Yes, Moshe now has a very good reason not to contribute. But then why, in that midrash we started off with, why is he upset about not being able to do so? He doesn't need the medicine. Good for him. And yet the midrash says he was deeply distressed over not being able to contribute. Why? We might suggest that while Moshe didn't need to be a part of this process, and again that's to his credit, there is still the pain of feeling left out of this community project, of not being a part of something bigger. You know, we're familiar with this phenomenon. You've probably seen, or perhaps even been a part of, you know, an old gathering of, so to speak, partners in crime. You know, when old friends catch up and they talk about all of the pranks, hijinks, and trouble they used to get into together, and they talk about it fondly, even though they would never think to do all of that stuff as adults. You know, they wouldn't get together now and, I don't know, put a pin on someone's chair and high-five each other after they hear a victim scream. Where's the fondness coming from then in recalling things that they're not really proud of? It's that they went through it together. That bonds were created from this process, even one with many embarrassing moments. You're just going through something together, even darker moments, even serious mistakes, and the recovery from that. It's something deeply meaningful in building connections to each other. Similarly, B'nai Yisrael become a more cohesive unit through this project of the Mishkan. We can wish it hadn't come to that it wouldn't have been necessary, and for Moshe, it wasn't necessary. But at the end of the day, it was a great thing to contribute to and become a part of, because that's one of the important ways through which B'nai Yisrael became a family. And Moshe therefore felt sad that he missed out on that. And now I've got good news and bad news. The bad news is that none of us are as holy as Moshe. The good news, though, is that none of us are as holy as Moshe. We all have our deficiencies, our chesronot, our ways in which we need to grow. And we grow so often. You know, this amazing colon is a great example. I continue to be impressed with the longevity it's had. You know, we grow so often as a community, working together, building things together. Moshe's anguish in this midrash should teach us to be grateful, to appreciate not only the end products we create, but the connections we make along with each other along the way as well. And there are ups and downs, sometimes what seems to be far too many downs, but the journey through those down moments creates something we wouldn't have otherwise. But let's then embrace the connections we make when we join together and work through them to appreciate what Moshe Rabbeinu appreciates and wish he could have been a part of. We will now recite three Prakim of Tehillim, and we'll begin with Perek Chas, chapter 20. L'mnatseach mizmor le-David, Ya'ancha Adonai b'yom tzara, Yisagev chashem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach ezecha mikodesh umtzion yisadeka, Yizkor kol minchosecha ve'olasecha yedashin esela, Yitan lecha chil varecha ve'chol atasecha yimalei, Nirananah b'yishuasecha uv'shem Eloheinu nidgol, Yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha. Atal yadati ki hoshia Adonai mishicho, yaneu mishenei kojo, bigburos yeshe yemino. Elev arechev ve'elev asesim, va'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nezgir. Hima karu'u v'nafalu, va'anachnu kamu v'nisodad, Adonai hoshia ha'melech yaneinu v'yom koreinu. Perakuf Chathalef, chapter 121. Shelam ha'alos, asa inai el ha'arim, me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri meim Adonai, osei shamayim va'aretz. Al yitein lamot raglecha, al yanum shomerecha. Yinei lo yanum velo yishan, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomerecha, Adonai tzelecha ayad yiminecha. Yomam Hashemesh lo yakeka yareach balayla. Adonai yishmor recha mikol ra, yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeizcha uvorecha mi'ata ve'ad olam. Perek Kuflamid, chapter 130. Shir ha'ma'alos mi'ma'amakim karasicha Adonai. Adonai shema v'koli, ki'yena oznecha kashuvos l'kol tachanunai. Im avonos tishmoya Adonai mi'yamod, ki'yemecha ha'salicha l'ma'an tivarei. Kivisi Adonai kivasa nafshi, v'lidvaro ho'chalti, nafshi l'Adonai mi'shomerin l'boker, shomerin l'boker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki'im Adonai ha'chesed v'harbei imo fedus, v'hu yifte es Yisrael mikol avonosav. And now the Sayyidachinu, a short prayer that the Jewish people receive every sort of physical and spiritual salvation that's needed. Achinu kol beis Yisrael, hanesunu mitzaru uveshivya, ha'ominim bein bayam uvein bayabasha, ha'makom yirachim aleihem, v'yotziyim mitzar levacha, u'mirachila lo'ora, u'mishiba le'geula, hashta ba'agala uvizman kariv v'nomar amen. Our brothers, the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity, on sea or land, may the Omnipresent have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon, and let us say Amen. Now a prayer for the IDF, that they should have the utmost success in their heroic work. Misha Berech Havosinu, Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Hu Yivarech Eschayalei Tzava Ha'aganal Yisrael, Anshei Kochos HaBitachon, Ha'omedim Al Mishmar Arcinu Va'arei Eloheinu, Migavul HaLavanon Va'al Bidmar Mitzrayim, ומן הים הגדול על דרוה הערבה, ובכל מקום שהמה, ביבשה, באוויר ובים. יתן אדוני אס אויבינו הקמים עלינו, ניגפים לפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו מכל צרה וצוקה, ומכל נגע ומחלה, ישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם. ידבר שונאינו תחתיהם, ויעטרים בחסר ישוע ובתרת ניצחון, ויקוים בהם הכסוב. כי אדוני אלוהיכם, ההולך עמכם להילחם לכם עם אויביכם, להושיע אתכם, ונאמר אמן. We'll conclude with the Misha Berech Berchol and the prayer for those who are sick, as we say together and pause. Please insert the name of those in need of a refuah shleima, a full and complete recovery. Misha Berech Avosenu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe V'Aaron David U'Shlomo V'Yivarech V'Yirapei Es HaCholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem V'achalimamu L'raposamu L'achazikamu L'achayosam Yishlach Lahem Mehiru Rufu HaShalimam Min HaShamayim L'chol Eivareim L'chol Gideihem B'sof Shah Chol Yisrael Rufu HaSanefesh Rufu HaSaguf Hashtah V'agala V'zman Karim V'nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Goldschmidt. Great to have you on. Certainly look forward to having you back with us in the near future. I want to thank Rebecca Levy, as always, for all of her coordination behind the scenes. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing nechama, strength, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day. Chodesh Tov, a safe, wonderful, and joyous month.